This is the Don and Mike Show. Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Remember our motto.
Yeah.
Hot enough to fry an egg on the sidewalk.
Hot enough to fry a dog's brain.
Say it, don't spray it, Daddy-O.
Right on.
It's too darn hot.
Don't forget, anytime the temperature gets above 106.7, we give away $106 to the 106th caller.
It's too darn hot.
It's too darn hot.
Thank you, Sammy.
It is too darn
hot. Buzz, what is the current time and temperature?
At 3 o'clock East Coast Daylight Time, it's 101 degrees with a heat index of 104.
Wow.
And can I just take a moment to say, how you doing to that old piece of ass air conditioning system at the other station?
Wonder if it's working over there.
Doubt it.
I doubt it. This is the kind of day, seriously, this is the kind of day where it would quit.
It would die.
It would officially quit.
It would be 1 million degrees in that studio, and we would just start wide open, just bitch session.
And a lot of times, the only area where it would quit first would be the air studio.
But not here. It's nice and cool here.
Cool.
Don't worry, if you were back there, they'd give you a fan.
Yeah, nice
to blow
fan.
The hot air around.
Yeah, blow the hot air in from the hallway where everybody's farting into the studio.
Let's see. Johnny Norman, way back at the back. Hey, John?
Hi there.
Hi there. Oh, hold on, let me turn this thing off. John, do you have the audio of Bush saying the S word?
I do.
Can we hear it, please? This is Bush today at the G8 meetings,
mm-hmm.
where he thinks his microphone is turned off.
And he says a nasty.
And while he's doing it, he's literally buttering a roll and eating it.
Right.
Is he really?
Here he is now, George Bush. Sounds great.
Blair, meanwhile, met with UN Chief Kofi
John, what are you doing back there?
How do you like it?
I'm sorry, I got to switch things around and get it so you can hear it.
Do you think?
Microphone. Sorry.
You think so?
Are we on the air yet? I thought that was pretty good.
Yeah, we are on the air.
Let me try.
This is why we need show opens. Oh, we got a ton more emailed in.
Oh, good.
We'll hear them in a second. Okay, here we go. Roll it.
Ultimately, Bush thinks Syria is to blame for providing arms, cash, and shelter to Hezbollah guerrillas. He made that clear to Britain's Tony Blair at lunch in the bluntest of terms, not realizing an open microphone was nearby.
See, the irony is that what they need to do is get Syria to get Hezbollah to start doing it.
Blair, meanwhile, met with UN Chief Pope.
So what did he say? He said, we got to get serious
about
this S?
We got to get Syria to tell Hezbollah to stop doing this S.
Exactly.
That's what he said.
I didn't know he talked like that to Tony Blair.
Sure he does.
I mean, I know they're our ally and all that, but I thought he's like the British Prime Minister. I thought, you know, all this dung. What is this dung?
No, he talks to him like a cowboy.
Yeah, he's Bush.
I guess that's his way of, you know, hey, Tony.
Hey, all this ass.
What are they doing this ass for?
All this B.
Knock this ass off.
All this BS.
Then Blair blushed and dropped his crumpet.
Oh, so, tough ass.
So let's see. How many entries did we get over the weekend?
How
oh,
many?
My God. Over 50 entries.
Wow.
In the show open.
Way to go, people.
Let's start by hearing four or five today.
Good.
And then we'll hear four or five tomorrow and every day until we find 10 that we like.
Good.
Again, your goal as our listener and as our is our friend. Let's
you know how we mean that.
Let's say what we're looking for is like the opening to a movie, a trailer for a movie.
Yeah, it's a combination. You've heard the openings to our shows for years, mm-hmm. and yeah, you know, the other day on Friday when we were playing these, we got a bunch of them, and that's exactly what we're looking for.
So we're going to end up with at least 10 from you guys, 10 to 12, something like that. We can rotate them and end up playing them once about every week and a half.
Good.
To actually just start the show. So we don't start the show like we are right now, just a bunch of dumbasses flapping our lips.
Although we could.
Wondering what the current temperature is.
What did Bush say?
Here's one from Steve Moreno. Steve Morano. I'm not really sure. Let me see. Hold
Take
on.
It away, Steve.
Hold on a second.
Steve.
Give me a second.
Steve.
A listener writes,
Ow.
Okay, dear Don and Mike.
Got 8 million of them. Here we go.
Yes. Testing 1, 2, 1, 2.
Let me give you a, give me a level down, Mike.
Check give me a level. 1, 2. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4.
Let me turn these off. Hello, test.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Okay.
Check 1, 2.
Here we go.
Don Geronimo.
A nice DM.
Mike O'Mara.
Absolutely.
Don. Bend over and take it.
Don. We will not be ignored.
We are having a gay relationship.
Mike. How do you explain the bruising?
Don. I'm a mess.
It's Don and Mike.
Okay, is this going to be like the jingle thing? Do we have to listen to every
that
one?
That is my
thing?
Favorite for audio quality so far.
Radio God.
That's the sharpest and clearest.
Radio God.
I'm kidding, of course.
Radio God.
Ice cream headed.
It kind of fits the weather today.
It does.
Okay. Sounds like hell.
Yeah.
Let's try another one.
Where's the melody?
Thank you. Here's one from Paranoid. Here we go.
This town needs an enema.
Welcome to the Don and Michael Show.
I hope you're rotten hell, you loser!
Die. Don
Geronimo! You suck! You don't deserve a car!
Mike O'Mara!
That's what I love about these high school girls, man. I get older, they stay the same age.
hey, go take those, man.
America's favorite jerky.
I'm so wasted.
But we're back.
Yee-haw! Welcome to the Don and Mike Show.
Wow. It's a little Mexican flavor.
Yeah.
And this is the part with the music you can talk over. I don't dislike any of them, really, because I know they're homemade and they're fun.
Yeah.
And this guy, Paranoid, did the right way. Well, ideally, what I asked for was a little music bed.
Right. I could listen to this all day.
Well, climb inside Rob's head. All right, so then that fades out. That's a good one.
You know, that music bed just tells me that we all should be sipping tropical drinks.
Yes, we should.
All right, in Cabo.
Let's go. That was a good one. That's a keeper, mm-hmm. A finalist. Mm-hmm. Here's one from a guy. I think it's a guy named Ryan Parker.
I am the god.
Oops, sorry.
Are we back? Did we take a break? No, we're back. Well, you never signaled me back from a break. Are we on? Okay, thanks. Welcome to the Larry King Show. We didn't curse.
All right, Brain. You don't like me, and I don't like you. But let's just do this, and I can get back to killing you with beer.
There's something about the fact that these are home-produced.
Yeah, it makes them better.
If with other tapes we play on the
right.
show.
The Don and Mike Show.
Look at you. Look at you.
Look at you.
Look at me.
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 You.
You.
Let's just bring the penises out, shall we? The ultimate circle J. And we're tough guy.
And you're a white retard.
Cleavage to die for and gigantic aureolas.
The crooked cross the Nazis flew. The hammer and the sickle too.
Buzz Burbank here.
Could I buy some pot from you?
Shall I check? Oh! So there is a Santa Claus.
I still f*** off manually.
Now pound sand, badass!
Wow. Hello?
I'm right here.
How you doing?
I am looking for Satan.
You have to ask me nicely.
No!
Yes.
No!
Extend me some f***ing courtesy. I'd appreciate if he would address me as Colonel or Sir. I believe I've earned it.
He has not done anything.
For Christ's sake, can I ask you a personal question?
Yeah.
You ever served in an infantry unit?
Uh-oh.
Ever served in a forward area? Ever put your life in another man's hands? Asked him to put his life in yours?
No, I cannot. I'm right here.
You have that luxury.
I need some more donuts.
You want answers?
Watch it.
You can't handle the truth.
Watch it.
This is ridiculous. Are we clear?
Are we clear?
Shut your damn mouth and go home.
You snotty little bastard.
Watch your language.
No.
I got a one-way trip. I got a one-way ticket to,
This is ridiculous.
Go F yourself.
What, are you trying to intimidate me with an attitude?
Good luck to you. You're going to die tonight, right now.
Who the hell is this?
I'm going to come in and pitchfork your
That's
ass.
That's right.
My God, darn. Pitchfork.
I have neither the time nor the inclination to explain myself.
Shut the hell up, faggot.
Extend me some f***ing courtesy.
Okay.
You snotty little bastard.
Hey, shut up, you faggot, you goddamn ass.
No, don't think for one second that you can come down here and make me nervous. Do you get me, sweetheart?
I'm going to kick your little ass right now.
So be it.
It was really stupid.
Hold on. Still going. Oh, wow.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Rated R.
Woohoo!
Let's get busy.
Alrighty then.
Where's your daddy, and what does he do?
This is a marathon here.
Oh, man.
No way we could sit through this every day. But his editing with Tom Gavin and Jack Nicholson was brilliant.
Yes.
And this, I guess, is just where the music comes in.
I think so.
All right. Good. Let me just say good.
I was
Let me just
highly,
say good.
Highly entertained by that. I love
good.
That.
Good, 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 good. Here's one from a guy named Jim Taylor.
Okay.
Hi there, people. It's time for another hilarious episode of the Don and Mike Show. It's my pleasure to introduce to you radio mastermind and Dustin Hoffman lookalike, Don Geronimo.
Okay.
That's right.
I'm the macho tough guy. Yo, yo, yo.
Radio's favorite mimic, the golden boy himself, Mike O'Mara.
How's everybody doing today? That's wonderful.
Not as good a stunner as I am an arsonist. Just kidding.
Oh, the ladies love him. He's your fashion-conscious newsman, Buzz Burbank.
Hi. No matter how sexy, she's our people, too. How much you want for that kidney? Once again, I like the audio. By the Vice President. I'm not dead yet.
He'll love you, then he'll hit you. He really hates cancer. Bob Spiewak.
Yeah, buddy. If we look over the checkered pass of the show, I'm still in second place.
Okay. All right. All right. Okay. All right. Well, nice try.
Very nice. We appreciate all the efforts.
Thank you, Fred. We've got a lot to get to. Here's Danero. Dan Arrow.
For CBS News, we have a breaking situation. We go now to Dan, who's live on the scene. Dan, what do you have for us?
Thank you, Bob. The scene is crazy here, as swarms of Don and Mike fans have shown up for today's daily celebration. Don, I'd like to ask, what do you think of this great turnout?
Our hiding spot has been found.
Right.
And it's so fantastic.
It's great.
No Kathy Lee Gifford. Is that because you think she's a C?
A C-plus. Solid C-plus.
Mike, what do you think?
I think that this is going to work. Shut up, please.
Don, any plans to spice up the show?
We're going to find people that want to be interviewed by CBS Radio and tell them exactly what to say.
Silence!
Mom, will you go back to the hotel?
Mommy's not here.
Rob, buddy, how's it hanging?
Yes, Don G.
Buzz, why do you think everybody chose today to show up to your celebration?
Yeah, isn't that odd? They're just now arriving.
How you doing?
Oh, that sounds like Joe.
Oh, no.
Before we go, Mike, can you give me one verbal crutch, please?
And I'll tell you right now.
Well, guys, don't want to make you nervous, but this kind of turnout might mean good things for your show.
That's what's happening. Absolutely.
That one sucks.
Yeah. Way to let him down easy.
That sucks.
Sadly, it did.
What, Rob?
It's like Mr. Jaws.
Mr. Jaws, like a Dickie Goodman record.
Like a cut-in record, yeah.
Yeah, Dickie Goodman wishes he was that good.
All right, let's see if this one's any good, and then we'll hear more later in the show. And
very
of course,
good.
Keep emailing them in.
Yeah. Hey, and whether we say they suck or whether we're, I mean, it's that we really do appreciate everybody putting forth the effort.
Love hearing them. DonandMikeWebsite.com, and in the slug line of your email, Johnny, what is it that you want again?
Show open, please.
Thank you. And here now is a guy named Mike Sanoff.
Okay. Up next, these two guys have been here for the last couple weeks. They asked me to read this. Warning, if you want your asses blown out, stay in the room. Ladies and gentlemen,
Don and Mike.
I call him like I see him, and man, there's a lot of possible backstage Bettys.
What the hell is this?
In the audience tonight.
I got a bowl of chocolate pudding in my underpants.
We didn't have any pudding in there, buddy.
All right, it's time for your starting lineup for the 15th most popular radio show in all of Rockville, Maryland, the Don and Mike Show. This man likes Diet Cherry Coke. He likes Batman, Star Trek, and playing video games with other little kids. Ladies and gentlemen, the captain of the ship, Don Geronimo.
Hey, does this suit make me look fat?
No. Your face does.
Whoa. That's not what we're about. Hey, don't confuse the art with the artist. I mean, yeah, up on stage, I'm Zeus, I'm Elvis. But back here, I'm just plain old Jack.
This next man likes to drink alcohol and used to play with crap. His old blues band. Ladies and gentlemen, the great voice impersonator and Don's right-hand man, Mike O'Bara.
I love scotch. I love scotch. Scotch, scotch, scotch. Here it goes down, down into my belly.
I'm all about having fun. You know, get a couple cocktails in me, start a fire in someone's kitchen, maybe go to SeaWorld, take my pants off.
This next man is a well-respected Aryan scholar. He used to dress up as a clown, but he has risen to great power on the show. Ladies and gentlemen, Rob Spiewak.
For him, and Germany.
Kill Whitey!
Hold your tongue, witch.
This man is part of a long lineage of great newsmen. Dan Rather, Walter Cronkite, Ron Burgundy. He's from the mean streets of Kansas. He likes weed and swinging. The one, the only, Buzz Burbank.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story. And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen. Cannonball!
Last, but not least, the world's oldest phone screener. His idea of a good time is getting drunk and tape recording cicadas in the woods. Ladies and gentlemen, Joe Ardinger.
Let's say the average person uses 10% of their brain. How much do you use? 1.5%. The rest is clogged with malt hops and bong resin.
I've been up all night shooting cheese balls. That's cocaine and cheese.
Ladies and gentlemen, put on your helmet, strap on your seatbelt, because here comes Don and Mike.
Let's
10,
get it started.
9, 8, 7, 6,
okay.
5, 4.
That's kind of like what we're looking for.
You know, that's the homemade quality we like.
And liftoff.
Father in heaven, please let tonight's show go well. Please make them like it.
Okay.
Wow.
You know, they're fun.
Thank you all.
You know what? That's what we wanted. They're fun, and that's the most important thing. I love them.
Boy, we could spend the next hour of the show listening to all the entries that we've gotten thus far.
You know, I remember when we did the homemade jingle contest, and I believe after the first day, that began to get a little tedious, but these are actually fun to listen to. They really are. I like the, and the more, you know, there's certain ones that have a homemade quality, but it works for it.
Yes.
Yeah, it really does.
Absolutely.
All right, let's try one more, and whatever this one is, we'll use to just start the show with.
Okay? Very good.
Okay, this is from a guy named Chris.
Quite a gamble.
Paulus.
Ladies and gentlemen, a brand new episode of the show that has entertained the masses for two decades.
Decades. Welcome to the party, pal.
Stay calm. This is simply the beginning.
Don Geronimo.
How revolting.
Come on, Robin. To the Batcave. We haven't one moment to lose.
Mike O'Mara.
I've taken the liberty of anticipating your condition. I brought you orange juice, coffee, and aspirins. Or do you need to throw up?
Buzz Burbank.
What makes you qualified to be a reporter?
Are you in the marijuana?
Rob Spiewak.
I'm not fat. It's all that fur. It makes me look poofy.
John Norman.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
Joe Artinger.
Whoa, dumber than advertised.
Is he worth mentioning?
Just start the show.
Ready, master control?
Ready, switch on.
Don't let a comedian, a network, a congressional committee, or an evil genius take away your freedom to laugh at whatever you want.
There they are, two dirty boys.
Let the attack begin.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
That's fine.
That's an open.
As my Mexican friend said,
outstanding.
Really, really fun. Every single one of them in its own way. There were a few that sucked, but overall, really, I'm delighted with
really
it.
Really surprising, really outstanding. And like I said, just the tip of the iceberg.
Yeah, fantastic.
So if you're on the tip, if you're on the
reservoir tip,
the slippery slope, if you're right up there by the blowhole,
the tip,
if you're on the tip,
watch out.
Send it. Go ahead. Send yours in. I mean, go ahead. Enter.
I'm really, really humbled by these. They're really, really well done.
Really they're nice. Fantastic. We'll continue to play them during today's show, during tomorrow's show. An ongoing process. Again, the email address, donandmikewebsite.com. And we thank you very hard. And eventually we'll find one of these and we'll just play the show. And like 20 minutes ago, you would have heard this.
The Don and Mike Show.
And then this.
I am the god of hellfire.
Mm-hmm.
And I bring you fire.
Because it's hot outside today.
I got that.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, that's why I like you, Mike. You get jokes.
That's why you're a genius.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Right.
Hello.
Hi there, Julia.
Brother, what can I do to help you?
Well, I don't know. Don't say the S word.
Hello.
Oh, hi there, Beep Beep.
Okay. Hi, Don Mike.
We appreciate it.
Thank you. Baby, hi, Jerry.
Hello.
Hi there, Jerry.
Hey.
Number 15 Arbitron Radio, the Don and Mike Show.
That's going to change in a few days.
Yeah. Oh, really, it is. I swear to God.
Thank you.
You're welcome. There we go.
There he is.
What was that?
Ta-da!
He's mentally retarded.
Say.
How's your
artwork?
This is Art Deco. And you're listening to the crazy world of Arthur Brown.
Hello.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Mundy and all the ships at sea. Broadcasting live from a locked car, windows up, wearing black wool turtlenecks and long trousers.
Help!
Here's Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Rob. And hi. Thank you for listening, everybody. You can tell by the smell. Don and Mike Show. A new episode right here, everybody, on this Monday. Monday, 0717. 06.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
No, he's not retarded.
Well, Buzz ain't retarded. Here you go. 877-365-3636. That's the main number. That's your hotline to the hits. That's the only phone number that we use now. 24 lines, no waiting. 877-365-3636. You can also hear us on your computer. You go to our website, donandmikewebsite.com. Click on Listen Live. You want to email us something like an entry for our show open contest or a note, or you want to play Xbox or whatever.
Monday!
Just email us at donandmikewebsite.com. And we're also on iTunes. Although we've got a lot of emails about the stuff on iTunes being refreshed.
Oh, really?
I don't know. Once again, here from the back room is John Norman, our computer guy. John, exactly what do people have to do to refresh to get the new episodes on iTunes?
You just got to make sure that you're subscribed. We have a little glitch in the system that I'm working on with the web guy back in Fairfax, and I hope to have it fixed by the end of the week because it's been lingering on much too long.
That is Joe.
Is that Joe? Yeah,
is that Joe?
Are you okay, Joe?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's fine.
He's fine. Joe's allergic to things running right.
July 17th.
Thanks, Mike. Thank you, Johnny.
You got it.
Thank you. All right. Well, everybody, hi there, and I hope you had a decent weekend.
Yeah.
I know that you didn't, but hold on a second. I did.
Well, I'm glad you did. I know. Yeah, you have a big, big...
Really? But first... Well, no, not really. News.
6 years into the millennium.
Let me see. First, I wanted to thank Buzz. I want to thank Buzz Burbank.
Yeah?
I want to thank Buzz the Decorator.
Oh, yeah.
Buzz went to a sale, to an art sale this weekend.
Oh, did he really?
Art by the
That's
pound.
Where he got all that stuff?
You didn't see all the... Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. Obviously, you've seen all the stuff that he
I
got.
I didn't know whether he had this stuff left over or whether he went to, like, a...
What,
one
do you
of
think
those...
he would have this crap in his house?
I thought he might have, like, some stuff left over.
$4.99 from... a pound. No, I bought some things, and I brought some things from home that were, in fact, left over.
Okay, so I did get it partly, right? It looked like stuff you might have had for
a while.
Well,
then I apologize.
Mostly new, though.
I apologize about my crap comments about some of that stuff.
Oh, no, that's right. Some of it, I wasn't, you know, it wasn't hanging up at home, so
but
I thought I'd bring it here.
Buzz was nice enough to go to one of these art by the pound things, mm-hmm. where you just buy paintings and pop culture pictures that are cheaply framed.
Right.
And what he's done is he's put these things up now all over our offices, all mm-hmm. over the studios.
He did save the best one for himself, though. You know, that is the best one. That
don't
one with the flying saucers around the Eiffel Tower.
Belongs in a newsroom, don't you think?
It does belong in a newsroom.
Inducing panic.
It's like an old movie poster of, a 1950s film with a couple embracing terrified looks on their faces. Well, they've got flying saucers circling the Eiffel Tower. I like that,
Buzz. We do thank you. We do thank you, Buzz.
Welcome home.
That gene in you is coming out again. That housemaker gene.
He is a, I think he's probably the most... most in touch with his feminine side on the show.
You make some guy a swell wife.
I know. He's organized. He's tidy. He likes to decorate. And let him. I say we let him absolutely go to town.
Here I for the broadcasting guy.
You know, the last week it was, somebody was asking me about the color of the office and what color we wanted to be. Rob and I were talking about color. Talk to him about that.
Yeah.
That's his thing. You know, you were talking about...
I talk to Rob about color all the time.
Well, this is a different kind, though. This is kind of a...
I asked Buzz already. He said, let's start out with gray, then change it to brown.
Hello there, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Funny boy.
Hello. Yeah, hi.
I had a run-in with Marty Bash yesterday.
Marty Bash!
Run-in?
Marty Bash. Now, a run-in, or did you just see the chap on the street?
Was it a run-in or a fight?
I was at a country concert at Meriwether Post Pavilion.
A country
and,
concert?
He was...
That's a shock.
Picture,
you're a country music fan?
He was taking a picture with three or four hot girls, so I stood in front of the picture, and I yelled, Don, I'm like, kick ass. And he just looked at me, gave me the finger to my face, and got all pissed off.
Sir, I hate to interrupt you, but that's those were not just hot women. You know who those women were.
Ooh.
Those were the Bastones. The mighty, mighty Bastones.
For those who don't know, Marty Bass
is Mr. Baltimore, hon.
He's a famous weatherman on Channel 13 in Baltimore.
I should say Mr. Ballmer, hon. Right.
For God's sakes, he's out there getting his picture taken with a couple of pieces of ass. I would consider it an honor if Marty Bass was to flip you off. You probably got a better picture than if you tried to just get a picture of him with the hot chicks.
Oh, he's so pathetic. He had his bald hair shining.
Now, what did you do? Did you actually jump in front of the camera, or did you jump right in front of Marty and the chicks?
Between whoever's taking the picture and him. So,
and thanks for mentioning our names when you did that.
Yeah, nice you pulled the a-hole move.
Because, you know, we really did seriously fight with that guy for like 10 years.
Right.
And then we broke bread. I mean, I even had dinner with that guy and his wife, and Frieda and I went to a Ravens function with
them. Oh, that's right. You actually had contact with Marty Bass.
Yeah, Marty Bass. I consider him to be a friend now.
Good. Well,
yeah,
until this guy.
He's a douche.
Now, what did he say?
What's your problem?
You did what you did, what happened? Tell us what transpired.
And why do you think he's a douche?
No, he just pranced around in a bright pink shirt.
Now, hold on a second.
Wait a minute. He looked like a sad version of Jimmy Buffett.
He doesn't prance.
Now, wait a minute. Now, what was the show, first of all? What was the show that you were all at?
What's that?
What was the show?
It was at Meriwether Post Pavilion. It was Sunday in the Country.
Ah. What? Sunday in the Country. Who was performing?
Lone Star, Montgomery Gentry. Couple other bands.
So, in other words, a tough ticket.
Very tough ticket.
So, what was it? Big forehead night? Your forehead over 6 inches, you get in free?
did Marty say anything to you? You're calling him a douche because you're saying he's wearing a pink shirt. You're just saying you didn't like his look, but did he say anything to you before you jumped in front of the picture that would indicate that he was being a jerk?
Well, no, he was there with 93.1 WPOC, some radio station.
You know, who cares? Let Marty Bass live his life. If it was me, I guarantee someone would be calling a show today saying that they had seen me and I gave him the finger.
Yeah. What did he do after the fact? What did he do after you wrecked the picture?
Oh, no, he just had a big smile on his face, and he knew.
Now, wait, now, so he had a smile on his face, so he wasn't even being a jerk. You're not communicating this very effectively.
Probably not, with my third grade education.
And your hatred for Marty Bass.
But you seem to have this venom for Marty Bass. We're just trying to see if Marty actually did anything that would be, you know, nasty.
Worth hating.
No, just the finger, that's all.
Yeah,
but he only gave you the finger after you walked into the middle of his picture and screamed our names, right?
I agree.
Wasn't Lone Star wonderful?
They weren't too bad.
Uh-huh. Okay, he's out of gas. This guy's out of gas now.
But was Bo Bice busy?
Bob Ice.
Okay, goodbye, friend.
Bye, ass.
Just another...
Bye!
That's another emissary of the show.
He's going to be calling another radio station to talk about us now.
Hello there.
Jerk.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey. Hello.
Hey, hi, you're on the air.
Hey, good. What's with all the reverb in your guys' voices? It sounds like you're talking in a well.
I've got no idea what you're talking about. Anybody have any idea what
don't
he's talking about?
Sunspots. Sunspots.
No idea. Learn sunspots. To listen to learn. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike. Love the show. Can't wait to see the video tour. Well, the pictures are on the internet of your new studio. Can look forward to that, bud.
Yeah, we're going to have the, as soon as Buzz finishes his decorating, we're going to probably have those for you.
You know, we really should take some pictures of the new digs.
Yeah, shouldn't we
just
do it
to
after,
get them up on the website.
Shouldn't we do it after it's done? Shouldn't we do it after they get these walls finished?
Not quite finished.
Yeah,
I don't think it's
functional. It's just not like home beautiful type.
Well, the thing is, right now, from a functionality standpoint, you've got such state-of-the-art equipment. The equipment is brand new. But they just have to do all the cosmetic stuff, and it really wouldn't... I don't think it would do the equipment justice if we were to take pictures right now.
Right.
So right now, just wait.
They're coming.
Just wait. But hello?
He hung up.
Or just hang up.
He was very busy and
well,
had
then
to go.
Go scratch.
He was disappointed.
Will you host the video tour like Jackie Onassis did?
Hello, Don and Mike.
Oh, God, that's way back in the 60s. How do you... Now, wait a minute. Hold on a second.
Yeah.
That's something pre-1963.
That's a huge piece of history.
It is?
Yes. Yeah. Everyone should know that.
Wow.
Hello.
Caliente, piso mojado. No frío.
Which language is he speaking?
That was something where he said hot.
It's hot. Yes, we agree.
Hot as what?
Mucho caliente piso mojado.
What's mojado?
Peligro.
Danger.
Oh, danger. See,
are you speaking?
Translate.
Are we speaking Spanglish now? Combination?
Mucho. No frío.
Not cold. Mucho caliente.
Mucho caliente.
Frank Caliendo.
Cuidado.
Oh, watch out.
Cordoba.
What did he say, Gordado?
No, he said cuidado.
What's,
watch out.
Cordoba.
Cuidado.
Como te llamo?
Dodge Cordoba.
Thank you for your concern.
Filet or fish.
This guy's...
Adios, amigos.
Okay. Good day to you, sir. Okay, bye-bye. Don Pablo.
Bye!
Bye-bye.
On the border.
Hello.
Oh,
Rana. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Good evening.
Hello,
good
evening. Yeah. Good evening, friends.
Hey, my friend.
Yeah.
How did the football go with you and Robert and Rob this weekend?
It was great.
Well, actually, yes. Well, that's what I do want to discuss. It was not supposed to be this weekend,
right.
But it turns out it was this weekend.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Dear.
Well, not the football with Robert the mailman.
No, not with Robert the mailman, but with...
The big deal was this weekend.
But with Tory Holt.
Oh,
right.
My God.
Oh, yeah. Give me a second. I'll tell you about it.
All right.
The weekend, really not much happened. A very uneventful weekend. Had some people over on Saturday. Sunday had some people over and was just like dying for them to just leave.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I know that I'm a widower and that people think that I'm longing for company.
You're lonely.
And I also know this. I also know I got a pool. Okay. So just let me say to some of the people that came over on Sunday.
Right.
Don't think I can't see through it.
Oh, yeah.
Don't think I can't see through it when I get the call.
Hi, we're going to come over and we can come over and make you feel better.
I get...
Wow.
And I don't want to say names because they're not family members.
Right.
They're just friends.
Uh-huh, right.
Two separate groups of friends, families, both happened to call on Sunday, yesterday when the temperature was going to be near 100.
Right.
Wanted to see how I was doing.
Sure.
How I was holding up.
Right.
And said,
you saw through their plot?
Said, well, here's the thing. The first guy says, thought if it was okay not to intrude on your privacy, mm-hmm. we're going to be out in your neck of the woods. We might swing by and say hi. I said, oh, you know, that'd be great. Come on over. We'll have a drink or something.
Mm-hmm.
He said,
good. Should the kids bring their suits? And I said, I guess, are they going to jump in the pool? He said, yeah, that's what we were thinking, like that we could maybe have a drink and the kids could jump in the pool. So they came over.
What can you say?
You can't say anything.
Right.
They came over, and they were nice. They got their kids wet. And
yesterday would be the first day, I think, of the year, really, where you know, getting into a pool was absolutely necessary.
And then the second call yesterday is the one, and this is now leading up to the thing about the video game. The second call, this is after the first people left, I get another call from a friend of mine, the lawyer guy with the cowboy hat, the neighbor of mine.
Right.
He calls up. Now, this guy, bless his heart, he really has called me like once a week since Frida died, and I've gone out to lunch with him a couple of times.
Right.
And for whatever reason, I see it's him, and I get the guilt because normally I let it go to voicemail.
Right.
But I pick it up and I go, hey, what's happening? And he says, hi, and he's very upfront. He could not be more upfront. He's not calling saying, oh, I'm wondering how you're doing. He called and he said, I've got kind of a problem here. That our air conditioner is out.
Right.
It's 100 degrees.
Jesus.
And now this guy does have a pool. He said, but there's something green and murky, and we can't use the pool.
That's tough.
Yeah, I know. That's why this guy may not be calling me anytime soon. Because I said to him, you know what? I just got done getting rid of. And then I hope the first people aren't listening to that.
Because I know you're trying real hard to locate.
Because these people all know each other. I said to him, I just got done getting rid of so-and-so. And his two snotty little Eddie Haskell. Really, I mean, these kids, the phoniest, you know. Oh, hello. May we please have a non-carbonated beverage? Right, like you're not shooting smack as soon as you go home, you little bastards. You little Judas Priest listening to creeps.
I'm sure they'll be coming over again soon.
These two creepy little boys that came over and left all kinds. They are. Two boys, one 13.
Do they appear to be creatures of the night?
One 14.
The Lost Boys.
Of course, I was thinking Eddie Munster, not Eddie Haskell.
Very goth.
Yeah, oh, they're goth.
Very goth, but here's the thing. They've got the parents snowed.
Right.
Yeah. They've got the parents snowed.
And you're on to them?
Oh, I was on to them from moment one. The first
thing. What age are we talking about here?
One's 13, one's 14.
Ooh, tough age.
Yeah. Boys, both of them boys.
Right.
So they came over with the parents, which was nice, and they were going to jump at the pool. And as soon as the parents left, I really should not be saying. I hadn't planned on saying all of this.
I just spelled it out, doesn't it?
On the radio.
This is your source of therapy. This is where you let it all hang out.
They were downstairs with me in the basement. I was showing them where the swimming area was, where they could change their trunks. And I said, so I haven't seen you guys around for a long time, because they used to live in the neighborhood. Now they live a few miles away.
Right.
And they were just pretty much indifferent to me. And what I did was I shut the door so that Mom and Dad upstairs, fixing themselves a cocktail, couldn't hear. I said, hey, I want you little effers to know something. I'm on to you. And when you're in this house, it's please and it's thank you. And if I ask you something, you put a sir on the end of it. And the first time you don't put a sir on the end of it, I'm going to grab you by the scruff of your neck, and you're going to be out of the pool, and you're going to be out of my house. Are we clear? Because I think you snow your mom and dad, but you don't snow me with this crap. And
wow.
Firm but fair.
No, listen.
Did their eyes get wide?
No. No. They both.
They were unfazed?
They looked at me. They went, okay.
Wow.
I mean, I've dealt.
So it was like something that.
See, there's some. I can't. Oh, God. This
came out of nowhere. I didn't see this one coming.
Neither did I. This was so wrong because they've been over since Frida died. It's like there are some people. God bless them. You know, when Frida was alive, we would see them maybe once a year.
Right. Yeah.
And really, it was Frida doing the socializing and me tolerating these people.
I understand.
Right. You know how I am. It'd be like Frida would say, I've invited the Smiths over.
Right.
And my first response is always, oh, Christ, how long, how many?
So do the kids put a little show on in front of their parents when you're there?
Yes.
And then when they see you individually, they're kind of like, eh.
And see, like, when they used to come over once in a while, it was okay because Frida was there, and I would say to Frida, do you see what's going on here? And be okay. But I've seen them enough, and since Frida's passed, they've come over maybe four or five times in the last year, the whole family, not just to go swimming, but like to come over.
Yeah.
And it's like they come over, and these two little God, these people will never come to my house again, which is exactly what I wanted anyway. what they did the last time that they came over, which was, since Memorial Day.
Right.
They just dropped by to say hi.
Right.
And to ask about a piece of equipment that had been loaned from a friend to a friend to a friend. The very famous power washer that
right.
I'd never gotten
okay.
back.
Right.
Anyway, I'm trying to find out the power washer, and they were in the neighborhood, and they stopped by, and the two, you know, Beavis and Butthead get out of the car, and when they come inside, right away, they're both, like, with each other, giving each other the finger and, you know, doing stuff that boys do.
Right.
And then when the mom and dad turn around, really, it's like they put on this act where she said, now, you know what would be wonderful? Why don't you go show Mr. This was the last time they came over. Why don't you go show Mr. Swartz how good you play the piano? That's the last thing I want to do is have people come over with their kids and they sit down at a piano that's never used anymore.
Right.
And I got to sit and listen to some kid play, you know, dun 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 dun.
Oh, wow.
You know, and meanwhile, the parents and the kid had played a little better than that.
Right.
But basically, it's like remedial, trainable piano playing.
Right.
I'm looking at these kids.
Yeah, these people are, boy, you're pushing them out of the county now.
Well,
I tell you,
we'll see.
You, I think you're going to get your wish. But you never know. Maybe they didn't hear it, right?
No, I'll get back to them. And I'll deal with them.
Listen, I'm just kidding.
They know about I went upstairs. The first thing I did after I had my chat with Beavis and Butthead was I went upstairs and I told Mom and Dad exactly what I said.
Ah, good. Right. Good.
I went upstairs and I said, hey, just so you guys know, I told your kids, you know, no touching my electronic stuff, no dicking around with anything downstairs, right. No touching the drums, no touching the TV. If they want anything, it's please and it's thank you. And in my house, it's sir. Right. Even if it's said sarcastically, it's yes, sir.
Right.
And they both looked at me like, that is just fine.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
right.
Where's the gin? So they came over, and then the other guy calls.
Right.
The cowboy hat guy calls. The guy who
right.
has called regularly and is a real good guy,
right.
whose power is off and whose pool is murky, and
right.
what he wants to do basically is just bring his family over, and all they really want to do is jump in the pool.
Get wet, cool off. That's it.
That's all they want.
That's reasonable.
Now this is the second family in a row.
Yeah.
You know, and me, Howard Hughes,
right.
you know, 13 Mockingbird Lane, living in the
sure.
Munster's house. I don't like it when the Domino's guy shows up.
I know.
What time is it when he comes? It's about 3 o'clock.
Right.
3 o'clock.
Hottest part of the day.
So it's 4 p.m. and he shows. And he pulls up in his big Suburban. And all of his kids pile out. And unlike
all
the other
12 of them.
Unlike the other, he's got 3 of them. Unlike the other ones, you know, these kids are perfectly fine.
Oh, good.
And there I go again.
That, you know, I was saying, you know, being a parent, of all the things you have said about this other family, that right there, that's the one that would push them over the edge. Right there, you know, it was one thing when you were just making the comments about the kids and you're saying you're going to tell. Then when you make the comparison with other kids, that's the move right there. That's the move.
Yeah,
that's the singer move.
Just let me say,
the parent with the good kids came over.
You're gonna bring your kid over to some other guy's house, and what you're really gonna do is suck on my teeth. You're gonna use my pool, which is fine with me.
Right.
How about have the kids take their black goddamn we want to be thug ski caps off? Huh? Would it kill you? Would it kill you?
Sure.
The whole time telling me how good they're doing in their Bible studies?
Well, the extreme games were on all weekend, too. Or what do they call it? Dangerous sports or something
action
like that?
Action sports.
Right. Action sports.
That's right.
All goddamn weekend.
So the second guy is over now, and he's over, and they're fine. They are very self-sufficient, and really, they do look grimy. I feel bad for these people, that they look like they've been 2 days in 100-degree weather with nothing. You know, again, why any of these people just wouldn't go to a hotel, you know,
some of those have actually indoor-outdoor pools.
It's beyond me, but all these people live within a very short drive.
Right, right.
So as he is getting his family situated down there, I said, listen, you know what, I just went through this thing with, Dick and Jane, and why don't you guys just knock yourselves out? I'm gonna go check my email and change my clothes. So I go upstairs, and now we're at like 4:30 yesterday.
Right.
I just turned on the email machine and, you know, bingo, because type of guy I am, pretty much every time I turn it on, I know I'm so rare like this, I've got mail.
Hey, exciting
mail.
Stuff, huh?
It's all important.
And it's all stuff you want to read.
Yeah. Hey, hell that spam thing. I say bring it on.
Yeah, more the merrier.
Well, one of the emails says, important, from EA Sports, your online game.
Wow.
So I open up the thing, and it says, in essence, congratulations, thank you for joining the Madden 06 tournament that's going to help to with the send-off of Madden 07.
Right.
You are scheduled to play Torrey Holt tonight, July 16th, 9 p.m., and it gives me a
Sunday night at 9.
And it gives me a room to go into.
I thought it was
Xbox
like Saturday
Live.
Night 3 weeks from now.
I thought it was. I thought it was next Saturday
next
night.
Next Saturday night.
So I flip out, Jack.
Sure.
Because
everybody leave right now.
It's a form letter where it says you will be playing against, and they put T Holt.
Right.
This is your contact at EA Sports. He will call you at this time. Go to this room on Xbox Live, and then the last thing right at the bottom it says. Must wear headset. Please be punctual. Because this is a tournament that they're playing with about 15 regular people against.
So all your plans as far as getting a game under your belt and practice competition.
Screwed up.
Did you get any practice on Friday night
Saturday
night?
Here's the thing. Yeah, I played a game against my girlfriend's nephew, who was another one of the visitors at the. At the spa this weekend.
Sure. Did he get a free robe?
I played a game against him. He's about 13. And because he's 13, I was like taking it easy on him, right? Because
you don't want to make a bad impression.
I thought I got plenty of time to work on this. So anyway.
I kicked you into the stars, fat ass.
It's now 4:30. And I look out the window, and they're outside, as opposed to the previous group of
wonderful people. Friends, visitors,
squatters. I was struggling for the word. After the previous group of squatters,
squatters.
This family was indeed very nice, very conscientious. They brought their own towels.
Right.
They were careful about cleaning up outside. Mm-hmm. I go downstairs. Now this guy's a lawyer.
They didn't leave any floaters in the pool.
Yeah. Right? Now this guy's a lawyer. Don't hold it against me. I can't help it. You know, there's got to be one or two of them you got to have in your life.
Oh right? Yeah.
So. I come downstairs, and I'm holding the email that I've printed out, right? And he's sitting down there. He's got his cowboy hat on. And he's in one of those floating rings. And he says, and he's got his three kids there and his wife. And they are really very sweet. And they say, thank you so much. This is great. This is very refreshing. Our air conditioning should be on tomorrow. The pool people will be out. Thank you.
Tough night. Wow.
And I said, okay. I said, can you see this? And I had to walk down right by the pool where he was sitting, and I started explaining this to him.
Yeah.
I started saying, it was going to be next week, but now it's going to be this week. And it was supposed to be Saturday night, and now it's going to be tonight. And the whole time, he's just sitting there, just looking at me. He had those aviator sunglasses on.
With a cowboy hat.
With a cowboy hat.
All right, he's ready to fly the jet.
Just laying in the pool. And he said, finally, he took his glasses off, and he said, what the F are you talking about? Because he really didn't understand the concept.
No.
And I said, it's like a pseudo-celebrity thing where you get to play against an NFL player, and I got to do it tonight.
Yeah.
And he said, what time? And I said, I just got this email. And again, like I'm showing it so you can see like I'm not making it up. I said, 9 o'clock. 9 o'clock tonight. And he said, oh, well, good. Congratulations.
Plenty of time.
And I said, so I was wondering how long you guys think you might be hanging around.
Uh-huh.
And he said, and again, a really great guy. He said, we'd probably be out of your hair at 5. I said, oh.
What time was it at this moment?
About 4:30.
Right. Okay.
I said, you know what? That would really work out for me. Thank you very much. Have a great time.
And did they say anything like, hey, go do your own thing. Don't worry about it.
No. He said, you know, whatever you got to do. He said, we appreciate it.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
We do.
Well, what I did was I went in the other room and I immediately turned on the Xbox.
Took all of your clothes off.
And
prepared for the game.
Had to. Went on Xbox Live. Wow.
Creamed your body from head to toe.
Played a game against some guy.
Covered yourself with lard.
Next thing I know, I look at the clock. It's 5:30.
Did the time, all right, when you got your email, did the time begin to move quickly?
Uh-huh.
Sure.
Because really.
Because I run downstairs.
Did you have performance anxiety?
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Because what I do is I run downstairs with this thing, and really what I was saying, what I wanted to say to this guy so much was just, you know, get the frig out of my pool.
Everybody clear out. I'm playing Torrey Holt.
So anyway, he says we'll be out by 5. Mm-hmm. I say no problem. I go into my cave. I shut the door. I play the game against the guy online. Then I look up at the clock, and I don't even realize. I think, oh, it's 5:30. Oh, hell. Well, wow, they're fantastic. Mm-hmm. They must have cleaned up and just left and let me play the game. How nice this is.
Did they skim the pool?
Well, I leave my little cave room. I open the door, and I notice that the dogs are not there. Uh-huh. And I start screaming for the dogs, and I go out on the front porch, and I see his car is still there. And I look out by the pool, and I don't see anything by the pool. Mm-hmm. And I can't figure it out, except that what happened was there are neighbors that were walking. Because there are people in my neighborhood that, you know, I don't get this. I don't get walking.
They go for walks.
I don't get walking. You know, Freddie used to love to go for
walking
walks.
And chatting with your neighbors.
Nature walks. But yesterday was 102 degrees.
A little warm.
The people out walking. Well, apparently, they're loading the stuff into their car. And these neighbors walk by. And they're people that they've not seen for 4 or 5 months. So guess what they're all doing? They're all sitting at my table in my family room. Just sitting around kibitzing. They're all just talking. Now. What?
In your house.
In my house.
Neighborhood.
Well,
they came in?
Yes. Well, now, these are neighbors that live...
Is this the room, like, right off the kitchen?
Yes. Now, these are neighbors that live 2 houses away from me.
Right.
They were out just walking down by the little cul-de-sac area. The other family is loading the stuff in their car. I don't see any of this because I'm in my cave locked up with the Xbox. The one family says to the other family, I guess, what are you doing here? They say... Oh, it's been so long. We haven't seen you. Our power was out. We used his pool. Where's he at? We want to talk to him. Oh, well, come on inside. We'll find him. Well, as it turns out, they said that they looked in the door and they saw that I was playing a game and they thought that I was playing the game that he was telling me about.
Right.
So they didn't want to bother me.
Gotcha.
So what happens is it's 5:30 and this is where
they should all leave.
This is where, you know, my worst nightmare with Frida used to be. When I would say something and then I would not have the balls to say it to her face, we all do this. You know, I would say something to her and she'd say something to me like, well, you're a lazy ass. And because I didn't have the balls to say anything, as I would turn and walk away, I would go like, you know.
Mumble.
F&C. It would always be like, what? Excuse me? Do you have something to say to me?
Do you want to repeat that, please?
Well, now, for over the last year, I have had the, I won't call it a luxury, but I've been able to... You know, pretty much talk out loud whenever I feel like it.
Right.
So I think that I'm alone in the house, and I just can't find the people because I see the car outside, and it's got the stuff loaded up in the back,
yeah.
And it's got the back hatches are open, but I can't find any people. Mm-hmm. I don't know that they're in this room that I can't see.
Right.
So I leave the cage, my cave, uh-huh. Like the cage that I'm in, and I go,
it's a cage of sorts.
I go, come on, boys. Wait, Max. Then around the corner, I see Max come around the corner, my littlest dog, uh-huh. And I say, there's Daddy's boy. There's Daddy's boy. Can you tell Daddy something? Where are those people go? Where are those people? When are people going to leave Daddy alone? Where are those people? Are they outside? And as I turn the corner, because I'm Mr. Bad Timing, I swear to Christ, I turn the corner.
Leave Daddy alone.
I turn the corner, and there are 6 people, all of them getting up simultaneously.
To get the hell out of your house.
To leave.
Why didn't... Here's what I don't get.
It's odd.
They're loading the stuff in the car. They see the neighbors. You kind of chat at the car, right?
Yeah.
That's the unusual move.
Except,
I guess they hadn't seen each other, but they wanted to see you.
In the air conditioning.
Yes.
Well, so they came in. You know, we wanted to see how he's doing.
I don't think it's all air conditioning. I think it's partly the, you know.
Rather than chat outside in the heat, they probably said, well, let's go
but
inside.
It's the other, what I'm saying, it's the other family that wanted to come in and see how you were doing.
Well, right. I talked to the other family later. I called them later, and they said to me, hey, we were just out for a walk, and the cowboy hat guy said, well, we haven't seen you. It's so goddamn hot outside.
Right.
Why don't you just come in for a second while we're packing our stuff up, and we'll chat for a minute.
Right.
So anyway, I terribly offended them because they...
Was it written on their face?
Oh, the lawyer just came up to me and said, hey, listen, I know you told me that, you know, when Dick and Jane came over today, he said... If we have been any kind of an imposition, I apologize. And I said, no, listen, it's not you, it's game. He said, I thought you were playing the game. You know, we hadn't seen the people from across the street. God, we are so terribly sorry. We are so sorry to intrude. And now keep in mind, this guy has been so...
You have to affect this behavior if you're going to achieve your status as a hermit.
This guy has been so sweet to me and has called me pretty much every week to see how I'm doing. And sometimes I talk to him, but sometimes I don't feel like it, so I just ignore the call. Anyway, he gets in his car and he pulls away, and the other neighbors, like who live two houses away from me, they can feel the chill as well. Mm. And they say, what was going on? We were just walking by, and we saw a cowboy hat who said hello, and we came inside. I said, well, goddamn. I said, am I the only guy around here with a pool? And and again, it was just...
See, you think that, but they're probably coming over to see how you're doing, too, right? Well, maybe not.
Well, see, here's the thing.
I don't know. I can't crawl on people's heads. I don't know what they're thinking.
You know, no, I don't think so, because...
But don't you just want to be left alone?
Yes. Desperately. Desperately, I want to be left alone.
I mean,
alone.
Really.
Desperately, I do.
I mean, you want contact on your terms when you want contact.
Right. With regular people. As awful as this sounds, let me just say,
right?
With regular people, these are the tertiary people.
Tertiary?
Yes, the
right?
Secondary people in my life, you know, the people that really I'm friends with because of Frida and because of Bart and because of all of that.
Right.
You know, like I said to somebody yesterday, I said, I was never really any good at this when Frida was alive. Mm-hmm. Imagine how bad I am at this now.
When you got to carry the whole thing.
Like running around and trying, you know, for the Beastie Boys, like trying to find them, you know. No, I'm sorry, we don't.
I got to meet these kids.
They go, we don't like Coca-Cola One. I said, well, all I got is Coke One, or I've got cherry vanilla. We don't like that either. You got any Sunny D? And I'm, you know, dying to say, you know, no, I got a D, though. Yeah, you're really thirsty. I got a D.
Get out of my yard, fat ass.
So anyway, what happens, to bring this all just full circle, as long as just getting all of this out. If the first people are listening, I'm sorry about you kids.
Yeah.
But I'm sorry. I think they're two of the most adorable little brats I've ever seen in my life.
Sure. Send them to boot camp.
And frankly, you just caught me off guard.
Right.
As far as the guy with the cowboy hat, I've already chatted with him.
He knows.
And everything is cool.
Good. He knows what's going
everything
on.
Everything was cool. He just needed a bath. He needed a bath for his family. He needed to get cold. You know, because they were hot.
They were neat.
And the people across the street, they were simply innocent bystanders.
And your pool at the end of the day just filled with particles.
But I ended up, I got a call from, this morning, another one of my neighbors, a very close friend of Frida's, who calls me and tells me what's going on, gossip-wise.
Right. Yeah.
So I see that it's her, and I pick up this morning, go, hello. And she goes, oh, you were quite busy. And I'm like, don't even know what she's talking about. I said, excuse me? She said,
you caused quite a little stir.
I said, well, I heard that Dick and Jane came over to your house on Sunday, and that you pretty much just kicked them out. And then Cowboy Hat came over, and then across the street was walking around. And at one point, you said something out loud, like, I wish people would just leave me the hell alone. And I said, ooh, well, you know, it's one of those things where
it's already growing hair.
You're getting a story, and so I said, well, that's not exactly how it happened. Right. Meanwhile, none of these people gives a rat's ass that I got to play Tory Holt, you know, in like less than 4 hours.
Right. Tick, tick. Right.
In less than 4 freaking hours.
Well, in truth, none of us do. You're the only person that really is into that. You are super into that.
I make the emergency call to Bart.
Right.
I call down to South Carolina.
He is. He will understand this.
And I say to him, "This is now everybody's out of the house." I say, "I want you to block out the next 2 hours. I do not care what you have planned. I want you to play me as hard as you have ever played me. I want you to throw out every goddamn trick you have. I want you to smack talk me. I want you to just bitch slap me."
Right.
And surprisingly, he was all for it.
And then you had the big game.
No, we played 3 games.
You played 3 games with Bart?
3 games.
And then the Tory Holt game.
And then it was time for the Tory Holt game.
Oh. Are you going to tease us with the results?
We're going to hit a break. And also, I swear to God, I am really going to make a phone call here to make sure that the first people are not pissed.
Okay. Good.
About the Suns, about the Juvies.
Right.
The delinquents.
The JDs.
See, I'm saying that. I shouldn't say that. I don't even know these kids. Here I am contributing to this. I should shut up. They're probably
just,
perfectly nice.
Here's the thing. There was just too many. There was just, I don't mind people. Uh-huh. But people to me are people who are like old enough to drive.
Right.
Old enough to vote.
Yes.
I just got the one out of the house who's down at college.
Right.
I've got the daughter with the 3 grandkids.
Already grown.
That's fine for me. I've got a family load of other kids. Like
I don't think you need to explain this.
My nephews who just turned 16.
Right. You socialize with people, you invite them over.
Right. I am a single man, and I don't want dirty, stupid, white, Jay and Silent Bob,
hasty,
gum spitting, booger eating, skull chewing. Oh, yes, ask your mommy and daddy about that.
Oh!
Skull chewing. TV touching bastards in my house.
I think based on this, the phone call is going to go much better now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think he'll be fine.
Mm-hmm.
No problem at all.
That was the last thing I heard.
Skull chewing, huh?
Yeah.
Wow.
Having some skull.
He's too young for that. Yeah. Way too young for that.
Spitting. Caught him spitting outside.
Really? Dipping and spitting.
Yep. Right when they're about to touch something.
Yeah.
I mean, they were about to. No, no. Yeah, not, no. Not, not.
Like
not,
a TV
I
or
know.
Something.
No, when they're about to touch the remote control, the universal remote.
With tobacco juice on it.
This remote
has tobacco juice on it.
They're standing down at the back porch by the deck. They're being all sneaky back there. Mm-hmm. They got their Skoll or Kodiak, whatever it is. Wow. You know, they go... Meanwhile, the other one's just I catch him like 1 second away. He's actually got the thing in his hand. I come back and go, hey, what's going on here?
So you immediately feel you need to be vigilant when they're in your house.
Yes, please, people, listen.
You do an item check, make sure nothing was gone, nothing went missing.
Mike, they made it through the metal detector. So they're okay. So anyway, that was the week. Sorry to go on about that.
That's all right.
But it's
it started out where you were going to talk about Tori Holden.
Yeah.
Suddenly you're having this issue with, you had people from a juvenile detention facility in your house.
You know, I couldn't picture doing that.
Yeah, I know.
Here's the thing. If I was... Now, the guy with the cowboy hat, at least he was up front about it.
Oh, yeah.
It was like, hey, listen, I got no power because some guy's digging
this
a ditch.
This guy talks to you every week. It's a different deal. He's close enough to you where you can do that.
Guy's been a friend for...
between a rock and a hard place.
Guy has been a friend, and I mean a friend in a lawyer way even, for over 10 years.
Well,
that's one thing. These other people... And the thing is, they didn't just say we want to come over to go in your pool. Like I told you, it was like, hey, how you doing? Hey, we're gonna bring Itchy and Scratchy with us. And it's like, you know, should they bring their own suits? Well, no, I'd like them to swim nude. I'd like them to swim nude.
That's a ballsy move, kind of. Yeah. I wouldn't do it either.
No,
I probably couldn't see myself doing that.
But just you know,
I mean, there's just no way unless the kids were totally, you know, there was no other option.
You know what? We just hate this. Frida would hate this so much.
Yeah, we should be embarrassed.
She would hate this so much. But here's the this is not a great thing. This is one of the benefits, though.
Well, one of the benefits, because you're probably not going to have to worry about this again.
Yeah.
You know, we get another heat wave, you're going to be flying solo.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure that, God forbid something happens to me, those people won't be going to my funeral now, which is fine with me. You know, they probably will. You know why? There'll be free booze and free food there.
Oh, that's it.
Didn't you want your funeral to be a pool party?
A Viking funeral.
Okay. All right, well, let's break here.
Yes.
And then I'll tell you about Tori Holt.
Very good.
Okay? And then I know Mike's got news. And then we will actually get to Buzz's news that he had almost a week ago.
Well, where he went mental.
Right. And I'll just say, I think that we are really overhyping this. Don't you think we're overhyping this, Buzz?
Probably by now, yes.
But
the story's grown.
Well, anybody, you know, if you call assaulting an officer overhyping. I don't think we're overhyping it at all.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how much hype does your story about your rave out at Dulles Airport deserve?
On a scale of 1 to 10, I'm going to say about a 6 or 7.
That's pretty strong.
Still high.
Yeah.
Still high.
Yeah, he might be lying, though. No, I don't think he's lying. Buzz doesn't hype anything. Buzz saying
10.
A 6. What's that?
John says 10.
Hold on. What, John?
I say it's a 10.
Why? Oh, why is that, friend?
Because I've heard the story.
Ah, yeah.
Okay.
All right. That's right. He's heard the story time and time again in some of the world's finest opium dens.
Uh-huh. got a break. See if I got any messages on my machine at home. And we'll be right back.
Number 15 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.